This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's read the passage. It's in Luke 10. Same chapter we were in last week, verse 17. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Listen to that again. Do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. I'm intrigued by that first verse 17 again, a very first verse that I read. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. Come under the authority of us. In your name." I think this perhaps was a surprise to the 72. They went out thinking they were supposed to do two things, to heal the sick and to preach that the kingdom of God was near. But in the process of dealing with people, they came in contact with evil. They came in contact with the demonic. And you know what? They were involved in spiritual warfare because in the name of Jesus, they were casting demons out of people. Which to some people today is hocus pocus. That's something that happened years ago, perhaps. Folks, listen carefully. Satan is alive and well in the United States of America. Satan is alive and well in our world culture. Just look at the evil, the killing, the death that goes on, the moral corruption that goes on, and we know that Satan is alive and well because of the evidence that we see. He is the prince of darkness. He is the father of all lies. He's called a murderer from the beginning. He's called the destroyer, and he is very active in our world today. I'm going to share something with you that may be a new concept for people here today, and I would like to bring it up on the screen. I want you to write this down in your notes. Anything that we do in the name of Jesus is spiritual warfare. Write that down in your notes. Anything that we do in the name of Jesus is spiritual warfare. I'm going to give you 5 or 6 things today that we do in the name of Jesus. Let's bring up number one. Well, we pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus told us to pray in his name, which means what? To pray in his authority. When you say in Jesus' name, that's not just a religious ritual that we tag on to the prayer. It's not a credit given at, like at the end of a movie. It's saying I pray in his authority and in his power. And it's intriguing to me and no accident that there's a growing movement in our culture for people to say this: we don't care if you pray, but don't you dare pray in Jesus' name, because that offends people. Isn't it interesting? The one thing that Jesus told us to do in prayer is to pray in my name. If you ask anything in my name, and that's the one thing people say, you can pray, but don't pray in his name. That, to me, that's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. We are under orders. We are under orders to pray in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Let's bring up the second one. We not only pray in the name of Jesus, we worship in the name of Jesus. There's something dynamic that happens in a worship service that most people don't even appreciate. Did you know the Bible says that where 2 or 3 are gathered in his name, the Lord says he's present. When we worship in the name of Jesus, the Lord says, "I'm there, folks." There's something dynamic that happens in worship that you don't experience anywhere else in corporate worship.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.